Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Film Sack, different than we usually do, where we have a little watch along with you, the listener, and us, the makers of the listening experience. I'm Scott Johnson with everybody. It's Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, and of course Randy Jordan. Hello, everyone.
Well, hello.
Hi. Hello. This is very exciting because we haven't done one of these in a while. We like doing these, and the reason we do these typically is a time thing. We got two people out of town on the weekend that you're hearing this, and because of that, we'd like to not leave you without content, so we throw something together, and this is it. You like Star Trek? So do we. Here's what you're going to want to do. Open up your Netflix on wherever you're going to watch it. And go to Star Trek, the Animated Series, Season 2, Episode 3. It's an episode called The Practical Joker. And cue it up and be ready. Don't hit play yet until we tell you. But we're going to watch this right along with you fine folks at home. Any preface to this? Do we know anything about this other than it's
a Star Trek episode.
Right. And there's Star Trek. Is this the one where Spock is a practical joker? Is that what this is?
he's putting saran wrap over right. Captain Kirk's toilet seat and
love
this is illogical
on Uhura's doorknobs.
Yep.
Even better, practical joking against Spock would be even better.
Sure, why not?
I'm telling you, the ultimate with the toilet is putting a little peanut butter under the handle.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because then when they reach back to flush,
I never
get the peanut butter on their fingers.
Yeah. I never tested the bottom hilarious. Of the handle.
Oh, that's horrible. Nutella probably be even better.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. Yeah, Nutella's a little better, but with peanut butter you can get chunky.
Yeah.
So if you need it to be a little more dark brown, get chunky peanut butter and add a little chocolate syrup to it.
And there he is, our practical joker here on film.
This is a terrible idea.
You might want to stir some flour into it to get it just a little more dry.
Oh,
you just pack it right under there. No one can see it. They use your toilet. They reach down. You will hear a scream in your guest bathroom.
Who touches the full handle?
When they taste it, they'll realize. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, they'll smell it and go, ooh, yum, and they'll lick it, and then everything will be fine. But I'm with Dunaway. I push down. I don't grab under.
Top.
Yeah.
Top. One finger, mostly nail on the top.
Yeah. Sometimes knuckle. Oh. I'll knuckle it.
Yeah, knuckle that thing.
I don't care. I'm about to wash my hands, so it doesn't matter if I touch the rub all over the damn handle.
Well,
I don't care.
Guess who's going to not have a joke about peanut butter plate on him? Me and Dunaway, it looks like.
That's right.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But the my other favorite one is a little red food coloring in the tank.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So when they
flush horrible in, jokes,
you will find out who stares at their own,
everyone, hopefully.
No, a lot of people do not look back when they flush.
You need to look back. You need to.
It's ever
back.
I mean, what if you didn't poo at all?
Well, no, there have been times where I know I pooed, and then I look, and there's nothing there.
You ever never have the ghost turn? It's just gone?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, you know why? Because you got like an oiled-up swan. It just went right up into the thing, right through the hole and up through the deal.
Like an oiled-up swan.
Sorry, I meant dolphin. I don't know why I said swan.
Okay.
Wow, where does this Why are we even doing an animated series? This should be the show.
Analyzing this.
Yeah. I so love practical jokes that involve the toilet. I don't know why. I have a whole list of them. I could go on. We could do a whole podcast on
this. Is bad. It's like teaching kids how to make a potato gun. It's a bad idea. All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna watch this thing. Cue it up at the beginning, everybody. Again, animated series of Star Trek, season 2, episode 3, The Practical Joker. This is the shortened season, season 2. Things are just about to go bad for that show. Not that it ever went well. But anyway, we think this is about the computer being the practical joker. But we'll all learn together as we hit play. And I'm going to count it down. Well, first pause and go get it set up. Well, welcome back, everyone. You've unpaused and now you're back. All right. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go. So the word go is where we're going to do it. All right.
Put your proto jokes.
So here we go. Hover your finger over the play button in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh, I was Starfield.
Totally. All right. Oh, they started these like the old show, just with a little music. And I didn't realize that.
Space.
This has been ages, guys, that I've seen this. It's a long time.
That ship kills me, though. It's just like they didn't even really animate it. They just kind of slide it across.
Exactly. No, there's no change of direction or anything.
No depth of field. It's just like a papier-mâché ship. Oh, there you go.
Flies that like a dog with two short legs runs sideways.
Zoom. Love it. Kills me.
Oh,
and
the
time.
Music. What is this music? This isn't the same.
They couldn't afford
it's
that.
It's the actual music. Like they took the sheet music and flipped it upside down.
That's what it sounds like.
Kind of does, doesn't it? Oh, and they added the jingles and the timpani drums and...
Well, what that looked bad. Ugh. I didn't realize they had all the original actors. Why did I think these weren't the original actors? Some reason that's
and, you would think it would be impossible, but it
and
wasn't.
Eve Plum as Jan.
Yeah, no kidding. Ooh, 1974. All right.
Wow, that's not even drawn. Is that like some kind of cutout they got out of a magazine or something?
Yeah, like that's what it looks like.
Omni magazine or something. Type 4 asteroids.
Oh, yeah. And this is, remember, this the sabotage clip is from him recording one of these and being pissed. I don't think they were happy in the 70s doing this.
Right.
Those aren't clips.
The sabotage clip. Yeah.
Wow. Attacked right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Klingons are all facing three different directions.
I saw that. Well
that's
space.
In case. That's so they can shoot it as it moves.
Does that guy have a third arm in his chest?
Yeah, what is sitting next to Sulu? Because that is not Chekhov.
No, Chekhov apparently did not want to be part of this.
Right.
I'll bet we talked about this on the last one we watched.
Did we do one of these already?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I forgot.
The only other episode of the Star Trek animated series I've seen.
We're out of here.
Wow, they fly in a nice formation.
Yeah.
Attack and run.
Oh, this music's great. Oh, this is back when they didn't have enough money to put white in her eyes, but they could put it in her teeth.
Yeah. Captain, we keep going by the same field of stars over and over again.
Are these that's supposed to be Klingon?
Romulan, right?
Yeah, but those are birds.
Romulan. He's got the Romulan.
Those ships are birds of prey, though.
Right. Yeah. I deny all charges.
Sabotage.
You'll forget yourself, Kirk.
Hmm. Filing a complaint. This is some great sci-fi.
Why are you looking at that thing?
I'm kind of into it. I want to watch all these now.
Well, yeah. I'm getting that same feeling. Like,
oh, is a little twitch.
It's good because all these truly could have been episodes of live action Star Trek.
Yeah, totally.
I just have to ask, Scott, when you heard George Takei's voice for the first time, what twitched?
My penis.
Okay, so we know the effect of the shaking camera thing, right? But how do they do this in animation? Do they have like an animator going da-da-da-da-da-da?
They just jerk it around.
They draw. Yeah, they're cropped in, and they're just pushing the image around.
Yeah, pushing
the whole cell instead
But they got pegs. You ever try to do that? I mean, that would be a pain. With those celluloid? Oh.
Hey, they flew through Jubilee.
Yeah, they did.
What that was.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's funny. And Jubilee's from the 80s, right? That's her thing.
So where is Chekhov? Why is he not in this? What
he
fork
got ate
did he...
by that alien.
He had a fork up his butt in 1974. He's like, I'm not doing this.
Ooh, look at that spread.
It sounds like
Space Grid.
If you look at the cast, he is the only one who is not in the animated series from the original cast.
So,
I wonder how...
they're a little food items. So, a tray of sandwiches, pineapple, banana,
a blooming onion, drink. Practical jokes.
Because it's a stupid glass.
Yeah. We all have a drinking problem. because we're in space. Do you think Bones appreciated they drew his bags under his eyes so well?
Probably.
I think none of them would appreciate the fact that their skin tone goes right into their eyeballs. And yeah. I know we talked about that last time.
Yeah, we did.
It's lazy, is what it is.
It's just...
Oh, man, Scotty is phoning it in. You can hear James doing just kind of...
Oh. Why did he only... Why was he eating with a shrimp? He was eating with a shrimp fork. He only had like two prongs on that thing.
They're all laughing because his laughing. Spock bent. Or his Spock. His I almost Spock said Spork. His fork bent.
I call
spork.
This my Spock.
I don't know.
Oh no,
shit.
Here he comes. He's putting his eyes on the thing. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. Wait for it.
Oh, that's great.
Somebody get a quarter, quick.
They're just all laughing.
What? Oh, eyeshadow. I don't wear eyeshadow. Wait, yes, I do.
Taste it. Here's it.
Oh, my God. Very good.
I hate that alien so bad.
Yeah. He's kind of like the Jar Jar Binks of Kyler, Star Trek. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
All this replicator only has healthy food. Ooh, I don't remember her. I don't remember Chitara being in Star Trek.
What is that, dude? Why is there a cat lady?
I don't know.
Yeah, pie to the face.
I got a pie right in the face.
He does have an arm out of his chest. I thought he had like some on the left hand side, but he literally has a third leg, and he's also the captain.
Yeah,
currently.
That's how.
Do you think they have a rule that cat lady can't come on the bridge and lift her leg up and start licking her anus?
Maybe a rule that she has to.
Kirk the jerk.
Wow.
How did they even do that?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Majel Barrett.
Oh, was that what that was?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, it is her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is she replacing?
She's always into doing stuff. She was always down for more Trek.
Yeah.
Okay, where are they going?
Oh, no. A legitimate fog.
A legitimate fog.
Legitimate fog. I love that idea.
No. You're holding me just a little too long.
Right.
Jubilant laughter.
Yeah, sounds like the producer's wife.
Yeah.
Sounds like his wife.
Yeah.
The computer.
Lwaxana.
Oh, the ship is alive.
I love every episode of the original series where they have a revelation.
Yeah. It's always so obvious.
Of course.
Oh, no. It's going to be occupied. Oh. That's the joke.
Oh, that is great. Let's all take a poop together.
Oh, geez.
This is Dr. Orta poop.
This is going to be bad. Do not get in an elevator while the ship is broken.
No, it says rec room. It's for recreation.
Oh.
That's what I do in the rec room. Why would they have it all the way in the middle?
What are they? Is this the holodeck?
Yeah, holodeck. It is.
What?
Rec room.
I didn't realize they had holodeck this early.
I didn't either. That's crazy. I wonder if that was...
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They didn't in the old show, though. There was no holodeck in the old show.
Yeah, I thought they did have it. Did they not have any holodeck at all?
No. Dude, what interface is that shit?
Press big red button, Scott. Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. Also, Uhura needs pants bad.
Uhura needs pants badly.
I never.
It's my favorite part of Gauntlet.
Yeah, my least favorite character in Gauntlet was Uhura.
They had color for her eyes.
Oh yeah,
him too. They only had yellow.
Oh, see, don't be fooled. That's the voice. That's Majel Barrett. Don't be fooled.
Birds chirping.
This is like the worst rec room ever.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool shot.
Hey, these... somebody at one point will use this to reenact Robin Hood.
Yeah, true.
The close-ups of their face while a single character is talking, yeah, are those intended to be reusables?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they are.
I hope so.
So much of this stuff is reusable back then. Every time the ship, the ship will do it. Every time the ship turns left, it's always that same footage. It's just.
Oh no, they're all gonna die. Commercial break. Time for some cereal.
Yep, cereal. Okay.
They backed up and walked again.
Now we all smell like Golden Grahams.
Oh,
now what's going on here?
Stop it. Shallow grave.
Right. Spikes at the bottom would have been funnier. You're already at the bottom. Ooh.
Yeah, you are at the bottom of it, dude.
Juvenile. So her speaking is robotic, but her laughing is not.
Right. Her humor is organic.
Well, because in the old show, it was always like that. It's like, there are only four known life forms. It was very like Doctor Who.
But normally the robot voice would do hot, 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 hot.
Right. Oh, yeah, good point.
I like the future is full of rectangles, circles, and squares for representation of instrumental readout.
Let me try.
He is such a micromanager. Kirk is always, even in the original series,
always in like your business. Yep.
Yeah, he'd always, you'd be like doing your business up there, and he'd come over and press some buttons on your board. I'm like, no,
yep,
get out of here.
With sugar on.
That's the, sugar on the smirk.
Well, you're missing the word top.
The Kirk smirk. Yeah.
Also, he didn't push a button there. He pushed blank space on the thing.
Why are you on my display screen right now, Scotty? That's not even how that works.
Let's see. Blue blazes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Turn off your progress bar on the bottom.
There. Jeez, that's not really your Hippocratic oath.
I would not want my doctor to be like that.
No, he's breaking his oath there.
Bad bedside manner.
Do no harm there, buddy.
Right. Put you in sick bay and I'll give you medicine.
Yeah.
See, you should have worn pants.
Take your temperature anally.
I'm going to
meanwhile, at the North Pole.
A catheter on your penis.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Mm. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard the name Burl Ives in a while.
Oh, don't turn her off.
Oh.
Who will fly the ship? Oh,
what the hell?
Oh,
and you don't need gravity. Yeah. Yep, you don't need gravity.
We're going. You don't need gravity.
Look at the alien on Kirk's view. Hold on.
Look how.
He's up in the ceiling. Oh, he's not there now. Crap. There he is over there. Look.
Yeah, I see him.
That one in the middle is his wiener.
Yeah.
They call him tripod.
I love that. Oh my god. He's gonna crawl across. Oh, never mind.
How do they all land right in their seats?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Shocked. The note on the animation cell just said shocked.
Wait, it's having a nervous breakdown.
This doesn't have nerves.
Yeah,
this
but even so if it quaint. Did, the, when you have it. A nervous breakdown, you're not your inclination isn't to play a bunch of jokes on people.
Right.
Yeah, but this is curl up in the ball. 70s.
Yeah, right. like people thought of computers
it's having a manic episode or having a
exactly mania was the thing. And she's a woman.
We would totally rewrite this now as a virus, but we'd still end up in the same spots.
Same spots.
Well, that wouldn't work on the next generation holodeck. You could keep walking forever and never hit a wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a...
Because they have that treadmill thing, right?
Yeah, the world moved around you. Mm-hmm. You were the center of it.
Who's got the mustache? Who?
Whoa.
It's Dum Dum Dugan.
Who invited Timothy Dalton to the party? What is...
Is it my imagination or have eyebrows suddenly become very dark?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Was that always there?
No, they just got their next year's budget and they can start using black again.
Spock's eyebrows were dark, but it seems like other eyebrows just got dark. Maybe I'm making. Yeah. Maybe I'm.
No, it's entirely possible.
They hired a new artist for halfway through this episode. And...
Why are they laughing?
You gotta laugh.
Oh, I want to kick that alien.
Put laughing gas in the air system.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh,
I hate this cat lady so much. And that guy.
You know, that's Doug Jones in that suit, by the way.
Always. That's who you get.
I always loved that Spock was the... He was always able to resolve most problems because he didn't have the human emotions, whereas we was always weak because of it. I always enjoyed that in Star Trek.
Laughing gas like doesn't make you
doesn't
laugh.
Doesn't make you laugh.
No. It just calms you down. That's it. This is bullshit science.
This is bullshit Saturday morning science TV. I'm not buying it. Where's Beaker's World?
Oh my gosh, dude. Sulu, that is horrible. Oh my gosh.
Time for some honeycomb.
I'm shocked at how many shots in this episode have been a person crossing from one side to the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not.
Well, it's an easy thing to do with motion. Like,
yeah.
Walk, cycle, drag.
Yep.
We've solved the problem just by rebooting it. That actually could have been solved in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, turn it off and on again, guys.
What do they have?
Those giant crowbars.
Those crowbars are huge.
Oh, I'm the weak link.
Can't you just beam them out of there?
If they knew they were in there, they don't know they're in there.
They do. They do. They know they're in there now. That's why they get the crowbars.
Oh.
Okay. Good point. Yeah, no, you don't.
That's no, we don't. Thing. That's your favorite thing to be.
Exactly. You're red shirts.
Now put those crowbars back in the truck you found them in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Spaceship crowbar. Then why am I not happy?
Oh, I don't like the way he was jerking his arm.
Throwing
like
his
that.
Thumb up.
I've got me thumb at me, bam.
That felt so, like the end of the episode joke.
I did, thought so too, but there's like, still like 5 minutes left.
And there's only six windows on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
I would like to see that alien just backslap Hulu Sulu with his middle arm.
Hulu. I want to see him backslap Hulu. He's got an extra arm. He could.
Yeah, and keep both hands on the wheel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can drive and slap you around.
That's right. 10, 2, and 6.
Oh, there's that shot again.
Now.
There's that shot again. Every time that ship turns. That's like when He-Man would run. They'd always use the same He-Man running animation.
I'm down with that.
The 70s, man. Animation's bane. But also it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the ship's tongue.
La, 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 la.
There goes the ray. No, oh, not my... Not my shirt.
What the frick?
It's apparently their fake inflatable Enterprise.
Why was that never in the series? That is brilliant.
That is so the Superman S that gets thrown at Nan.
Yeah.
Balloon. We had a balloon like the ship this whole time.
Maybe don't fly next to your balloon.
Why does it need to be a balloon?
No wonder this show didn't last. This is a terrible idea.
It's actually the Enterprise's condom for when they're penetrating unprotected space.
So we just saw nacelles that weren't animated.
Yeah.
For the first time, were we looking at the balloon?
Yeah, that was the balloon.
Yeah, Commander.
Okay, but that.
Oh, please tell me when they shoot it. It's gonna go.
It has to.
And it's gonna like screwball around all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, that is a weird shape.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's like a little.
That is a weird shape.
It is like a condom.
How is this the first time we've ever come across this?
Guffawing, computer guffawing.
That should be a legendary sequence.
They're giving chase.
I can't believe you had us waste torpedoes on a balloon. I've never seen Kirk that upset.
I need you to sound surprised.
Your hero.
Dude. My goodness, what is.
Why is he so scared?
I don't know, but that acting is fantastic.
Oh, he's trying to trick the computer.
Because the computer is pumping frightening gas into the
right.
No. He's pretending to be frightened. This is a please don't send me to the Briar Patch thing.
Yeah,
right. Back into the Jubilee.
Yeah, back to Jubilee.
Yes, because this reverses, just like a second hit reverses memory.
Right.
Ships are going to be set to practical jokes.
Undoes your amnesia.
Yep.
Oh, I love that they're. This is giving me the jiggers.
Now, I would like for the Enterprise to now be doubly pranky, right. And all the Romulan ships are just one time pranky.
Level one pranky.
Right.
Sure.
I gave the computer a snuggie. Your joke stopped me from being terrible.
I'm getting normal function in my other modes.
Well, that's convenient.
Apparently, yeah. It's way too convenient.
And it's dumb because you have to fly backwards through there. You couldn't, if you're going to really reverse it.
Yep. They're knee deep in desserts over on the Romulan ship.
Nice. Didn't they do a Tribbles episode in this as well in the animated series?
Did they? Probably.
Oh, the end laugh.
There it is. Yeah. Did everything but freeze frame.
Doop.
That's good stuff. Directed by Hal Giant Signature Sutherford.
That's right.
Sutherland. Well done there, buddy.
The giant bird.
Well, there you go.
Put my big old signature at the end of something. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I love this stuff. I think it's so bad. It's great.
Let's forget about how funny it is.
Yeah.
But you can understand why we haven't watched them all because, like, it's pretty bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
Doses.
There's nothing good about it. Mm-hmm. There's that ship again.
I hated this when I was a kid during the 80s, and I'd be watching my regular fun cartoon stuff, and then this old stodgy stuff would come on.
Yeah, but it's not. You're right. Older, it's not. It didn't fit. Yeah, it didn't fit when we were kids. I was also bored by it when I was a kid, because it's not for kids. It's. I mean, it's like they didn't want to go far enough to make it appealing outside of Star Trek fandom, but they also didn't want to go full Star Trek. It's a really odd thing they even did it. Mm-hmm. Like I don't even know why it exists, but I'm glad it does.
I agree with Dunaway. When I was sitting around watching like Ren and Stimpy or Rocko's Modern Life. This seemed to me like it was just a really bad rendition of an old TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is what it was.
That's what it feels like, but it's perfect for this. Well, there you go.
Well,
that's
now.
It. Star Trek, the animated series. The Practical Joker, done. We will be back with a normal film sack next week. And do we even dare say what the movie is? Because sometimes stuff changes, or should we say? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, let's say. It's
we should say what we think it's going to be.
Yeah. What do we think it's going to be? Okay, now it's working. Okay, sorry, that was weird. Anyway, so what movie do we think it is? What is it going to be?
The Invasion, 2007, Nicole Kidman, Daniel Craig.
Oh, right. Another 2007, just like last week's. Fantastic.
Yeah. We're going to... It'll still be on Netflix for sure.
Never even heard of this. I don't even know what this is. No idea.
While researching a mysterious alien epidemic, a psychiatrist learns that her son could be the planet's only hope for survival.
Oh, my Lord. That's intense.
Seen it. Love it.
Okay. Oh, you've seen it?
Of course.
Okay.
Why haven't you seen it yet?
He has the Blu-ray special edition.
Yeah.
Of course.
Probably does. Freaking weirdo. Okay. Well, good. I'm in. I'll see your weird movie, and raise you. We'll all be here to see it. So we'll do that next week right here on FilmSack. Thank you all for listening. FilmSack.com for all our details. For me, for Randy. No. How's it go? For me, for Brian, for Brian, and for Randy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.